This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Do not adjust your TV screen. Netflix is about to change the way you see it.
Oh, God.
In its first major revamp in more than a decade, the world's largest streaming platform today announced changes designed to help viewers more easily decide what to watch, from a refreshed TV home screen to more responsive, personalized recommendations that adjust in real time to what viewers are in the mood for. Now, how do they know what I am, quote, in the mood for? Last night,
At
7 o'clock last night, we get done watching Wheel of Fortune.
Yeah.
It was fabulous. And we go, I'm like, babe, you want to watch a movie tonight? I had no idea what we were in the mood for.
Yeah.
And it wasn't Conclave.
See, you thought you were watching Netflix, but in reality, Netflix is watching you.
I absolutely agree with that, but here's the deal. I tend to feed it what I like because I like what I like. So the other night we watched a documentary and then a movie, like back to back. And I went back to the documentary and put double thumbs up. I like this because I liked it so much. And then the movie, I was like, yeah, I liked it. One thumbs up, because I want them to stop shoving content to me that I have absolutely no interest
in. So you liked the movie, but you intentionally gave it a one thumbs
up? I gave it one thumbs up.
So they don't keep piping you that kind of stuff?
And then I gave a double thumbs up to the documentary that I loved.
But why would you give it, if you really liked that documentary, and I understand your point,
yeah.
I don't want them to keep shoveling the same stuff at me, but why wouldn't you if you really liked that documentary?
What I'm saying is that's, flip that, Scott. That's why I did it. I want them to keep shoveling me Animal Planet. And the last couple of nights, I've been watching the animal documentary, and it is narrated by Morgan Freeman.
Greatest voice.
Oh, and it's octopuses and elephants. And
I believe it's octopi.
Yeah, all of those things. It's like an Our Planet. And so I did double thumbs up like that. And sure enough, now I'm starting to get all these animal things at night. I don't want the content anymore that the titles are literally, I killed my father. Like, I'm done with it. It's so, the reality awful crime genre is so now in your face and awful.
You mean the true crime stuff?
I don't want to see that anymore. I really don't.
These algorithms are so intricate that they even pay attention to how long you mull over an option. So say you're scrolling and you see a title that's interesting to you and you stop on it for 8 seconds. And while you were scrolling through everything else, you were only on those options for a second or two. It's going to key on the fact that you looked at that title for 8 seconds. And it's going to start presenting more options similar to that title. It's not just based on what you watch. It's not just based on what you thumbs up and thumbs down. They can track how long your eyeballs are on any particular thing that you have selected, whether you click on it or not.
It's interesting you bring this up, and I'm going to give you some advice. I am not in the Facebook Reels business, but I know that you are. And every once in a while, one of your videos pops up on my Facebook Reels.
Mm-hmm.
Your videos are too short. They need to be longer.
Huh.
because and here's why. The longer you watch a specific kind of video, right, the more Facebook will continue to shove that into your Reels algorithm.
Okay.
For example, and here's something I'll just give you. You know, I love astronomy. This is not an actual video, but I have seen videos that have to do with something else that I'm also interested in. Let's just say the one thing about Venus you don't know.
Right.
And it'll keep it up there. And then, boom, it'll switch to one thing that you don't know about Venus, but it's only up for half a second.
Right. And then you're like, wait,
and then
wait,
it recycles to the one thing about Venus you don't know, and you'll watch it twice to make sure that you really focus on that half second.
It's clickbait, and you're falling for it.
And I've now watched that video twice.
Does it also bother you guys that when you're hovering over something with your remote or whatever, it now automatically just starts playing the trailer? I don't always want to see the trailer.
Yeah. Well, you
sometimes
can turn that setting off.
I need to, because it drives me crazy. I'm just flipping, and then it's trailer. I'm like, knock it off.
But Scott, you mentioned it was social media. If you even so much as stop on a post to read something because the first line of that, maybe you were like, oh, this post is going to make me mad. Let me read a couple more lines. You're going to start getting more posts like that. Simply because you stopped. You don't have to click on it. You don't have to interact with it.
That's crazy.
They can see, based on the fact that you stopped scrolling for that 8, 10, 12 seconds,
yep,
that you are interested in whatever that is.
I started looking up clawfoot bathtubs.
And clawfoot?
Antique clawfoot bathtubs.
Oh, okay.
My entire feed, all day, morning, noon, and night, is the clawfoot bathtub. Hmm. Still looking for a clawfoot bathtub? I'm like, leave me alone. What if I was researching a paper on clawfoot bathtubs? I wasn't. You get my drift.
While the term octopuses and octopi are certainly acceptable for the plural of an octopus, would you care to guess what the real and grammatic, they're all grammatically correct.
Octopuses, octopi.
Yep.
Or
because it is originally a Greek and Latin word.
Okay.
Check
that,
Dan,
a Greek
Reinbold
word.
Why don't you tell me?
A Greek word. The plural for octopus
is
octopodes.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. A new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.